Dog episode, who knows what. This is the podcast where I talk to myself on a train. And this is the episode where there's this psychological phenomenon where if you see two images next to each other, you associate them in your mind. And I thought that was called TIFF inference, but now I don't think so anymore, so I'm trying to figure out what it's called. Logger inferring keystrokes on touch screen from music. Action inference, the next best tester model. Understands his inferences, iOS app info. Okay, this is pretty stupid. It's not touch inference. Alright. Psychological. Montage effect demonstrated by Soviet filmmaker Lev Kuleshov in the 1910s and 1920s. It is a mental phenomenon. This is definitely not it, but this is interesting. Mental phenomenon by which viewers derive more meaning from the interaction of two sequential shots than from a single shot in isolation. Kuleshov edited together a short film in which a shot of the expressionless face of Tsarist matinee idol Ivan something. It was alternated with various other shots, a plate of soup, a girl in a coffin, a woman on a divan. The film was shown to an audience who believed that the expression on his face was different each time he appeared, depending on whether he was looking at the plate of soup, the girl in the coffin, or the woman on the divan, showing the expression of hunger, grief, or desire, respectively. The footage was actually the same shot each time. That's neat. The audience raved about the acting. The heavy pensiveness of the mood of the forgotten soup were touched and moved by the deep sorrow in which he looked on his dead child, and noted the lust with which he observed the woman. But we knew that in all three cases the face was exactly the same. Kuleshov used the experiment to indicate the usefulness and effectiveness of film editing. The implications that viewers brought their own emotional reactions to the sequence of images, and moreover attributed those reactions to the actor, investing his impassive face with their own feelings. Any search for association probably is going to give me a bunch of associations.
Good afternoon, this is Ashley Station, and this is your Fremont bound train.
Making connection between juxtaposed images. How to effectively use juxtaposition in your photos. Juxtaposition literary devices, ways of reading, advanced reading skills for students of English, using juxtaposition to enhance your photography, Chinese theories of reading and writing, a route to hermeneutics, oh that's a word, editing, Yale University, okay, this is not it. So I'm wondering, like, if it's touch something or something inference, or if I'm just misremembering both words. Image, position, inference. Touch position of images. LearnerRater.com. This is quick from the vet. Gestalt psychologist. Yeah, this is a phenomenon.
Good afternoon. This is MacArthur Station. This is
study
your
subjective experience. Well, this is a phenomenology. It's a phenomenological phenomenon. So that narrows it down. Being in the world. Image. Just a position. Fallacy. Maybe it's a fallacy. No, juxtaposition examples. And this is one of those things where Google just ignores one of the words in your search. It literally is. Like, all it is okay. Oh, here's a Yahoo Answers. What is the meaning of the word juxtaposition? In logic, juxtaposition is a logical fallacy on the part of the observer where two items placed next to each other imply correlation when it's none that is actually claimed. That actually is, like, really close to what I am looking for, but logical juxtaposition. Logical. Fallacy. Questionable cause. False dilemma. Logically fallacious. Juxtaposition in the Lucia cycle. Questionable cause. Concluding that one thing caused another simply because they are regularly associated. The logical form, A is regularly associated with B, therefore A causes B. Example number one, every time I go to sleep, the sun goes down. Therefore, my going to sleep causes the sun to set. Explanation, I hope the fallacious reasoning here is very clear and needs no explanation. Oh good, it's a argument from obviousness, that always works. Example number two, many homosexuals have AIDS, therefore homosexuality causes AIDS. explanation, while AIDS is found in a much larger percentage of the homosexual population than the heterosexual population, we cannot conclude that homosexuality is the cause of AIDS any more than we can conclude that heterosexuality is the cause of... Isn't it, though? Isn't heterosexuality the cause of pregnancy? I don't think this website is very convincing. Exception, when strong evidence is provided for causation, is not a fallacy. The variation, the juxtaposition fallacy. Okay, so now that we've already established this website is not good, I'm going to read this text. The juxtaposition fallacy is putting two items / ideas together, implying a causal connection, but never actually stating that one exists. It's funny how whenever you are around, the room smells bad. Reversing causality or wrong direction is just what it sounds like. It is still a false cause, but the specific case where one claims something like the sun sets because nighttime is coming. Alright, I'm not convinced. OrderofSt.Patrick.org? Logical tricks? Oh man, that's this website is from like 1995. There's an up button. I'm gonna go up. Oh man, the Christian road to Christian maturity, practical sanctification is needed to defeat the sin nature, how to forgive, healing the traumas of the past, the covenant service form from Reverend John Wesley, St. Patrick's effective church model, Karen up, you've got a pastor, be nice to your pastor, discernment, dealing with evil, the five-front war we are fighting, why I stopped following Buddha and started following Jesus, the cultists are demonizing the world, what to do about it, when is the rapture going to occur? Okay. Juxtaposition. I'm going to keep searching for juxtaposition fallacy. Here's an angel fire site that's going to lay the smack down. Logical fallacy, methodological error in a process of reason. Appeal to ignorance. Anonymous authority. Appeals to anonymous authority. Argument by emotive language. Begging the question. Common sense. Okay, where's juxtaposition? Juxta. There's a joint effect, but there's no other J fallacy. Not invented here. Gestalt. What is Gestalt? Gestaltism is a theory of mind from the Berlin School. The Gestalt psychology tries to understand the laws of our ability to acquire and maintain meaningful perceptions in an apparently chaotic world. The central principle of Gestalt psychology is that the mind forms a global whole with self-organizing tendencies. The principle maintains that when the human mind forms a percept or gestalt, oh, good, so it's the name of the It's the name of the school of psychology and also the thing you're farming. The whole has a reality of its own, independent of the parts. The original famous phrase of Gestalt psychologist Kurt Kafka, the whole is other than the sum of the parts, is often incorrectly translated as the whole is greater than the sum of the parts, and is used when explaining Gestalt theory and further incorrectly applied to systems theory. Kafka did not like the translation. He firmly corrected students who replaced other with by greater. This is not a principle of addition, he said. The whole has an independent existence. That's actually really interesting. In the domain of perception, Gestalt psychologists stipulate that perceptions are... How do I pronounce Gestalt? Am I getting it right? Oh, good. It's giving me IPA, which I don't know how to read. Good. Gestalt. How do you... All right, I'm clicking on the IPA thing. Yeah, okay. It's good. Similarity and proximity can, for example, be used as the guide for placing radio buttons. They may also be used in designing computers and software for more human, more intuitive human use. Examples include the design and layout of a desktop shortcuts and rows and columns. Gestalt psychology also has applications in computer vision, trying to make computers see the same things humans do. Quantum mechanics. Criticism. Being descriptive rather than explanatory in nature. Yeah, that's probably true. Apophenia. The experience of perceiving patterns or connections in random or meaningless data. I thought that was pareidolia. Unnatural acts can improve your thinking.
Good afternoon. This is
psychology. Cognitive neuroscience. Psychology. Intrusive images and psychological disorders, cultural psychological analysis of emotions, juxtaposed, jpeg.org, juggles, good, thanks, juxtaposed, images, and the things, juxtaposed images, I can't figure out what this... I'm going to start over. Psychological... Oh, it auto-completed. It's like, oh. Okay. It auto-completed is something I already searched for. Here's the Kuleshov effect again. Into the unknown. The influence of contextual framing on emotional attributions. Associating unrelated images. Pair by association. Ooh. Ooh. In psychology, pair by association is the action of associating a stimulus with an arbitrary idea or object eliciting a response, usually emotional. Then by repeatedly pairing the stimulus with the arbitrary object. Okay, this is related as well. For example, repeatedly pairing images of beautiful women in bathing suits elicited a sexual response from most men. Advertising agencies repeatedly paired products with attractive women in television commercials with the intention of creating an emotional or sexually aroused response in the consumer. This causes the consumer to be more likely to buy the product when presented with a similar product without such an association. See also conditioning association. Association in psychology refers to a connection between perceptual entities or mental states that results from the similarity between those states or their proximity in space and time. The idea stems from Plato and Aristotle, especially with regard to the succession of memories, and it was carried on by philosophers. No wonder I couldn't find this word, because searching for association on Google gives you, like, association as in organization in almost every case. Associationistic theory.
White Bear Fremont Station, and this is your Fremont voucher.
Passenger conditioning, operant conditioning.
The doors are closing. Please stand clear of the doors.
Implicit association. See also association of ideas, comprehension, conditioning, halo effect. Halo effect is a cognitive bias in which an observer's overall response to the impression of a person, company, brand, or product influences the observer's feelings and thoughts about that entity's character or properties. It was named by psychologist Edward Thorndike in reference to a person being perceived as having a halo. Subsequent researchers have studied it in relation to attractiveness and its bearing on the traditional educational systems. The halo effect is a specific type of confirmation bias where positive feelings in one area cause ambiguous or neutral traits to be viewed positively. Edwin Thorndike originally coined the term referring only to people, however, its use has been greatly expanded, especially in the area of brand marketing. Yeah. A person's attractiveness has also been found to produce a halo effect. Attractiveness provides a valuable aspect of the halo effect to consider because of its multifaceted nature. Attractiveness may be influenced by several specific traits. These perceptions of attractiveness may affect judgment tied to personality traits. Physical attributes contribute to perceptions of attractiveness, weight, hair, eye color. For example, someone who is perceived as attractive due to part of physical traits is more likely to be perceived as kind or intelligent. The role of attractiveness in producing the halo effect has been illustrated through a number of studies. Recent research, for example, has revealed that attractiveness may affect perceptions tied to life success and personality. In this study, attractiveness was correlated with weight, indicating that attractiveness itself may be influenced by various traits. Okay, this is not what I'm looking for. That's interesting. Association of ideas. Our mental association is a process that representations of rising consciousness, and also for a principle put forward by important historical school thinkers to account generally for the succession of mental phenomena. It is used mostly in the history of philosophy and of psychology. One idea was thought to follow another in consciousness if it were associated by some principle. The three commonly asserted principles of association are similarity, contiguity, and contrast. Numerous others have been added by the 19th century. By the end of the 19th century, physiological psychology was so altering the approach of this to the subject that much of the older associationist theory was rejected.
We're now approaching Truvelle Station.
And that's the end of the line, because here we are. And I did not find the name of this thing, so I'm just going to keep calling it Touch Inference. So, thanks for listening. I'll see you next week.